Hi, and welcome to the Mom Magazine podcast, where we talk about everything from pop culture, fashion, and everything Atlanta. I'm the editor-in-chief and your host, Amani. It's already the first week of 2019, and already so much has happened. Lifetime has aired the Surviving R. Kelly documentary, the headliners for Coachella have been announced, and Kimye has just announced that they're having baby number 4. Okay, so first, let's talk about Coachella. Okay, last year, Coachella was a big deal because Beyonce was the headliner, and I mean, it was amazing. It was Baychella, okay? Everybody's gonna remember it. The best Coachella, hands down. But this year, Kanye West was set to be the headlining performer, and I mean, it would have been a good look for him. He could have performed College Dropout. Him and Jay-Z could have possibly reconciled and did some songs from Watch the Throne. But that's not going to happen because Coachella and Kanye's team have mutually agreed to part ways. And it's all over the stage. Apparently, the stages are too archaic and quote unquote archaic. And they're Shakespearean-like. I mean, that's easily fixable, especially if you're Kanye. I mean, in all his shows, his stages were floating, okay? So, I mean, the day after we reported this on our website, Coachella announced that Childish Gambino, Ariana Grande, and Tame Impala are going to be, you know, taking over the show. So all you Childish Gambino fans out there, all you Ariana Grande fans out there, Sorry Next and all that, this is going to be the Coachella for you. Coachella could have also been a good look for Kanye because despite his rants and outbursts, he is an amazing artist. But, I mean, that could have been an extra bag for him. And it could have been also great because he and Kim Kardashian are expecting baby number 4. I'm so excited. I mean, they make amazingly beautiful children together. You guys already know they have North, they have Saint. Chicago was born last year. And according to doctors, you know, it wasn't safe for Kim to carry anymore. So they turned to surrogacy. And word on the street is they are having a baby boy. Their last embryo was a boy. So they've implanted it in another surrogate. And possibly the baby could be due in April. So now let's get to the tough stuff. Okay, let's talk about R. Kelly. The documentary of all his accusers entitled Surviving R. Kelly has aired on Lifetime. First, I just want to say, you know, I'm so proud that Lifetime has given a platform for women to speak their truth. I'm happy that the Me Too movement and the Mute R. Kelly movement has led to this because I'm sure so many of you are shocked just as I am. I mean, shocked that this could even happen to these girls. Let's just, I mean, make this plain. These girls' parents has failed them. I'm 25 years old, and my mama calls me every time I leave the house. You know, she wants to know, are you there yet? When are you coming back? Call me when you get in the car. Call me when you're on your way home. Did you make it? Like, we're texting constantly. So I'm just trying to figure out how a 14-year-old girl, 14, 13, 16-year-old could just, you know, be gone, be missing, and because they're not allowed to leave the house, according to some of these women, you know, after they are with him, like, no, where are you going, you can't leave, they're locked up in this house, and I'm just trying to figure out, as a parent, I'm not a parent, but I'm just speaking, like, as a parent, how do you not know where your kids are, like, how do you just turn a blind eye to this? Not only is R. Kelly going to jail after this, all his little minions, all the people, because, I mean, this is not a one-man show here. Because apparently, I didn't know this either, but apparently, R. Kelly cannot read and write. Like, he's basically illiterate. I don't know how that's possible for an illiterate man to run a whole cult, like a whole ring of people. This house was so big in Chicago that this girl said that she knew her friend was in the house. and they were texting each other trying to meet up, like, oh, we're gonna meet on this side of the house at this bathroom. The house was so big that they never saw each other, but they knew that each other were, you know, they knew that they were there. So, I mean, obviously some personal assistants saw some stuff. Music producers saw some, like that guy Craig. Craig is going to jail. He knew too much. How hard is it to dial 911? Or if you don't want anybody to hear you, I mean, how hard is it to just drive to the police station? Like, look, I'm witnessing this stuff. I want no parts of this, but no. I mean, he's going to jail. This is just, I mean, I'm just baffled, okay? And new information about Aaliyah has come out. About, you know, I mean, we all knew, well, I just figured it was a rumor. We knew about the rumor, hey, like, they're dating, they got married. But no, this is real. They showed the marriage certificate. All the dancers, all the background singers knew about it. They're like, yeah, we suspected that this was happening. And not only did, you know, they know they got married, according to a background dancer, they were sleeping together. And she said she walked in on them, she saw them. And Aaliyah's mom did not appreciate this. And she spoke out, made this whole public statement, and I quote, this is what she said, I quote, "My husband and I were always on tour with her, and every place she went throughout her entire career. Whomever this woman is, I have never seen her before until now. These lies and fabrications cannot be tolerated and allowed to be sprued from the forked tongues of people of Aaliyah's legacy. Shame on all these involved in this project who thought it kosher to drag Aaliyah's name into a situation that has nothing to do with her." So, end quote. Obviously, this is not true, because if you were with your daughter everywhere she went, she wouldn't have got married. I'm not bashing her. I'm just saying. I mean, these are the facts. So, R. Kelly apparently threatened to sue Lifetime. And he was like, listen, I have audio tape that at least two of these girls are lying. And they just want to be on TV. And I'm going to put this out. I'm going to sue you. And Lifetime was like, not falling for this bluff. They were like, you know, we are a network that supports women. And the documentary will air as planned. Just straight G's. I'm so proud of Lifetime. But I believe that this is true, okay? If all these women are coming out, like, I don't care what he says, all these women are coming out, they have pictures, they have videotapes, and his ex-wife is speaking out against him. There's no way that this could all be a lie, okay? We've seen four episodes so far, and the next two episodes are airing tonight, which is the conclusion. There's no way that this is fake. And he is going to jail. I'm pretty sure of it. All this is coming back up. It's not going away. So he should just stop running from all of this. But, okay. So this concludes our first podcast. I'm so excited. And if you love this episode, please subscribe and give us a good rating. And make sure you guys follow us on Instagram for more celebrity news and everything Atlanta, because that's where we're from, the A. Follow us on Instagram at Aman, A-M-A-N underscore mag, and on Twitter at Aman Magazine 1, with the number 1. So I will see you guys next Saturday. Make sure to come back to get the latest tea in your celebrity news and gossip and fashion and everything Atlanta. This is Amani Sams signing off. Hi, and welcome to the Aman Magazine podcast, where we talk about everything from pop culture, fashion, and everything Atlanta. I'm the editor-in-chief and your host, Amani Sams.